Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets FX Weekly Podcast with Derek Halpeny, Head of Research Global Markets EMEA and International Securities. This is episode 12 and we're looking at the week starting 10th February 2020. What do you think the focus will be at the start of this week, Derek?
Well, I think the data from last week is certainly going to be in the minds of market participants today and over the next couple of days. And we had some pretty shocking industrial production figures from Germany on Friday, down 3.5% month on month in December, the weakest print since the great financial crisis. It was the same in terms of big drops in industrial production in France, Spain, the Netherlands. So the prospects of a contraction in GDP, certainly in Germany, which we'll get in data released on Friday, is now very likely. And in certainly across the whole of the Eurozone, the way in which the economy ended 2019 is pretty grim. And that's worrying, obviously, given the fact that none of that weak data captures the coronavirus risks that have come into the market in January. So pretty grim. And when you then add in on top of that Lagarde's speech last week, in which she said that the scope for monetary easing has nearly run its course, you quickly come to the conclusion that the best way of kind of countering economic weakness in terms of the channels is through foreign exchange. And I think that opens up the scope for a further decline in euro dollar. We had that at the end of last week. We've now broken 110 on a pretty sustained basis. And in that context, a test of the 2019 low of 108.79 looks very feasible. And a breach of that is also looking more and more likely, and that opens up a retest of the lows back towards 105. So the macro backdrop is pretty bad for Europe, and in that sense, I think that's going to be the big kind of focus at the start of this week.
Are there any other market-moving events to look out for this week, Derek?
The big event potentially is the semi-annual testimony from Fed Chair Powell tomorrow. He's presenting to the House Financial Services Committee and then the Senate Banking Committee on Wednesday. And this, of course, is a pretty detailed synopsis of the monetary stance, and it gives a fairly detailed look in terms of the outlook going forward. So it does give the markets a good impression of where the Fed thinks we are in terms of monetary policy and the economy. Is it going to be market moving? Well, I'm not convinced, because ultimately there are offsetting factors that will probably mean the message is that the policy is appropriate. Risks to the downside coming obviously from abroad, the coronavirus issue. How that unfolds over the coming weeks will dictate the overall hit to global growth, which could obviously have an impact on the US as well. But then on the positive side is the pretty impressive flow of economic data we've had since the middle of January from the US. And obviously Friday's payrolls report was strong, north of 200,000 in terms of non-farm payrolls, with wages accelerating. It all looks pretty good at the moment in terms of the domestic economic conditions. So I think the message from Powell will be policy is appropriate, downside risks are offsetting the positive domestic story. And in that sense, the markets look reasonably well priced for that kind of message, and therefore we don't expect any kind of big moves in the financial markets. Other than that, we've got the RBNZ monetary policy meeting in New Zealand on Wednesday. Again, policy is appropriate. Expectations very low of any kind of change in policy there. So that's our view as well. So I don't think there's going to be much in the way of volatility there. And then, as I mentioned a moment ago, we've got the Eurozone GDP data on Friday, Germany as well. And again, the markets have moved to price in the risk of recession, but still, that's an important day in terms of getting some clarity on the economy at the end of last year for the Eurozone.
And your trade ideas, Derek, tell us about those.
Well, again, it's quite difficult with coronavirus and how that pans out, and you can have shifts in risk based on developments that are very difficult to predict. But we do take a view in terms of crude oil, and oil prices have had a pretty substantial drop now since the coronavirus became the focus of the markets. And the view of my colleague who sits in Dubai looking at the oil markets very closely is that a lot of the downside risks in relation to global growth and the hit to demand for crude oil is now in the price, given the fact that we've had a drop of over 20% since early January. And therefore, the skew in terms of risk-reward in terms of oil-related FX, it could look attractive. So our idea is short euro versus the Norwegian krona. If coronavirus continues to escalate, the downside for Nokki we think is limited based on what's happening in oil being well priced. And of course, if the risks recede, well, then we should get a snapback, and that could allow for Nokki to recoup some of the losses that it has suffered of late. So short euro Nokki is the trade idea of the week. And of course, that captures the macro negative stories that I mentioned a moment ago in relation to the Eurozone data, which will be confirmed at the end of the week.
Thanks, Derek. Have a good week, and speak to you next week. Thank you for listening to the FX Weekly podcast. Rate, review and subscribe, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back next week for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.